Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Saturday, February 1st at 2 p.m., the Albany Institute of History and Art will host a special program in honor of Black History Month entitled Teaching Black History Through Theater. The program will feature reenactors Donald Hyman, Penny Meacham, Walter Simpkins, and Clifford Oliver portraying prominent local and national African Americans. There'll be a performance by the Gospel Choir from the Israel AME Church in Albany and a dance performance by Estrella Turner. I am joined now by reenactors Donald Hyman and Walter Simpkins. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Tell me how this event came about. How did you connect with the Albany Institute to put on this presentation this weekend?
I had done something previously with Walter and Cliff where we gathered all the museums together, and Anya also was involved with this. And we wanted to have it so when it was opening and was filmed, we wanted to have characters in costume from different periods come in and then go out from the event. And so Walter and Cliff showed up. Somehow we got away from it, but we did develop a nice relationship with Albany Institute of History and Art from that point on. And I got a call. It was great because it was ahead of all the other Black History events that we both participate in year-round. They asked me would I like to do something, and I said yes. And I thought about people who I've worked with over 10 to 12 years who have made it their life's work to reenact and portray local African Americans. And in the sense that they are preserving local history, Albany history, Schenectady history, Troy history, Saratoga history, you don't necessarily hear anything about these people in books, but they actually did make a difference in terms of the community. And we see the effects of their work even in our society today. So the first person I called up was my friend Walter Simpkins, because we have worked together with Juneteenth, and he's done he rigorously researched and brought Moses Vine into life. And most people don't know that, like, Moses, the land where Proctor's is, Moses owned all that land. I was asked by Albany Rural Cemetery to do Judge James C. Matthews, and thanks to Walter, I agreed to do that because Walter wasn't available to portray that. So we rather than just pull out the big name, local people are fascinating to me, and then I'll get back to my favorite one from the area somewhere towards the end of the interview.
Okay, great. How did each of you first become involved in doing historical reenactments in the region? Walter, why don't you take this one?
I began in Schenectady. I had went to an Underground Railroad conference and heard about a plot in the Schenectady Vale Cemetery that was dealing with where African-Americans had been buried. And the name of it was called the Old Colored Plot. So what happened was me and some people from the community decided we had to rename it. And so we renamed it the African-American Burial Ground. And we began to clean it up. With Price Chopper, we started planting arborvitae trees. And we kind of started to do this restoration project. And in it, there was a gentleman that was buried there who was a runaway slave from Maryland by the name of Moses Viney. And when I heard the story of Moses Viney, I felt that people really need to know who he was and what he did. And that's how I became involved in the Moses Viney story.
Have you ever performed before?
No, I'm not an actor.
Right, just a reenactor.
Yes, I just felt that people needed to kind of get a sense of who this man was. He was a runaway slave, settled in Schenectady. He started working for Lafayette Knott, the president of Union College at that time, and he became his right-hand man and carriage driver. And when Knott died, he left him $1,000 in a carriage. And then Moses went on and started a livery service. And he was, when you rode with him, you were in the top of Schenectady society. And I think that from going from a slave, a runaway slave, to a businessman was so important.
Do you have, for this presentation at the Albany Institute of History and Art on Saturday, does each reenactor have a prepared recitation they give to introduce themselves to the audience, or do you interact with the audience, or how does the event work out? How does the reenactment happen?
They're interactive. You know, we're in our time zone, but the audience is definitely a part of it. That's what makes it work. And for someone who claims that they weren't an actor, a lot of actors could take lessons from Walter because His interaction with the audience makes it easier for you to get into what he's trying to tell you. It's amazing what he does with it, because he in full costume from that time period and as close as he can to replicating what they look like,
sure.
He does a good job of it. We had the opportunity one time for him to invite some of his friends, and he invited Frederick Douglass, our good friend John Brown, and Sojourner Truth, and someone else did Solomon Northrup.
Yes.
And they were all local people in costume.
Harriet Tubman, I think, also.
And so what most people don't understand is these people were very, very active, especially during the Underground Railroad abolition period in this area. And sort of people that live in other areas don't realize that we have this tremendous wealth of people, African-American people, throughout from colonial times until now, who've done some phenomenal things in this particular area. And the more you dig, the deeper you get. So we have prepared recitations. We've been doing this for over 12 years. When Cliff Oliver started doing Solomon Northrup, there was no 12 Years of a Slave, the movie. And he created his character. He turned it into a monologue.
Yes.
And he did it for adults as well as for kids. Cliff came to Hebron. We had a Martin Luther King weekend. He lives in that area, and they brought him up there to do that, 12 Years a Slave. And to use your expression, you could hear a rap on Cotton. That's how quiet it got. And these are kids that you know, 12, 13 years old, who basically, you know, wouldn't have paid attention to that. But
right.
The story was just so spellbounding, and it was true, you know, what happened, being captured and everything.
People are hungry for knowledge, and our youth really want to know what the history is. But it has to be presented to them in a way that they can relate to. When we speak through these characters, we become them for these young people. Sometimes I'm in a grocery store and people say, Moses, they'll start calling me Moses, you know, because they've seen me do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes it very real for them, so that history becomes alive. And this is why what's so important, what Don is putting together in terms of this whole theatrical thing, this is really the only way you inbred in people's minds something that they can remember a long time afterwards. It's not like you're just giving them a lecture about somebody. You're showing them.
The other reenactors joining you for the event, tell me a little bit about Penny Meacham, please.
We're saving the best for last. Penny Meacham is a jewel in the crown for this particular community. She's a published writer, poet with like 7-8 books online. 3 years ago, she took her books and started her own theater company with her books being turned into action. Penny has acted with me for almost 10-12 years, and she started out just as, you know, pushing papers, helping me out as an assistant. And the girl that was doing Billie Holiday decided that she didn't want to do Billie Holiday. And we had bought all the clothing and everything. So I looked at Penny and I said, you're going to be Billie Holiday. She said, me? So Penny was our Billie Holiday. Went on to be Zora Neale Hurston.
No pressure.
Zora Neale Hurston, Etta Baker. And we're talking about bringing them to various events around the Capital Region, like Juneteenth and Kwanzaa and the Martin Luther King celebration on television. Her ability to reenact is great. Her Sojourner Truth, Penny and I were invited to, as well as Walter, but Walter had another engagement.
Mm-hmm.
We were invited to Saratoga for Hip Hop Meets America. And they had Eddie Rickenbacker, Rosie the Riveter, Mark Twain, all these different historical characters in full drag. And Penny went as Sojourner Truth, Ain't I a Woman, and I went as Booker T. Washington. But her Ain't I a Woman, when I worked on it with her, I said, look out in the audience and make sure you find a woman that we know that's a teacher or an accountant or a judge or a mayor, and bring your speech to them. And whenever we're saving the best lives, whenever Penny does it, it brings the roof off. So she's quite, we just recently did a performance at Cafe Lena for the Martin Luther King Saratoga weekend. And she did some of her poetry, it was turned into skits, and we did something on the Pullman Porters. She portrayed Rosina Fredericks, who was a woman who was involved with the Pullman Porters and the Union. So we want to bring that aspect. Penny's very versatile, and she's going to be in full costume, too. And she lives right in the area, too.
Sounds like it's going to be an absolutely amazing event. It's Saturday, February 1st at 2 p.m. at the Albany Institute of History and Art, Teaching Black History Through Theater. Don, you said you were going to tell us about a character that you play. You were going to save that for the end. So tell me about that before we wrap up.
Back to me and Walter. the Schenectady Historical was nice enough to do the thing in October about mm-hmm. people in Schenectady, African Americans in Schenectady. So Walter, of course, was going to do Moses Vining. And I'm like, if I do Frederick Douglass, I have to grow the beard, the hair. I don't do wigs. I don't do makeup. And it takes about 6 months. So I wasn't going there. I had to buy hair short.
You can't just push it out faster than no way.
I had actually looked on for his Juneteenth Vale Cemetery. I would do Kwanzaa's around the globe. Remember that little section?
Yes.
And I found out when I did Hawaii that the guy, the black man, the first resort they ever had in Hawaii was started by a black man. So that part was interesting, right? And it was in Waikiki. Then what was even more interesting was the fact that he was from Schenectady. So Anthony D. Allen was an escaped slave. He got to Boston. He worked on a ship. He got to Hawaii. He liked it there. He bought some land from King Kamehameha, whatever how you pronounce it. But the missionaries, when they come, they write about him because he has fresh water, cows, food, all the things that they need to survive. Without him, they said they couldn't survive. They wrote about him. And the little boy who he used to take care of, whose family doctor still lived in Schenectady, read the article and wrote back to him. So I did the reenactment. We found the copy of the letter, me and Michael Maloney, the actual letter.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I turned it back into the theater thing. And my important thing is, why are you telling children about, it's good to tell them about famous people, but if you know somebody that lives right around the corner where they live at now, like Judge James C. Matthews lived on Clinton and Henry Johnson Boulevard across from Ali B. Soul Food Restaurant. And he was the first judge in New York State. Why can't they be telling those kids stuff like that?
Right.
Or Moses Viney was an African man that owned all the land now where practice is. And he gave his land to the Salvation Army. Solomon Northup was a free man. And what people that were free at that time during slavery had to go through. He wasn't the only one that was captured. Or Sojourner Truth. Women are experiencing the types of things she was fighting for in terms of women's equality and right backs in those days. We're talking about local people or regional people who made an impression and an impact and made a difference that we feel today. You can't go to that area of J Street in Schenectady and not know about. It actually should be named Moses Viney Boulevard to honor him. That section of Clinton Avenue should be called Judge James Matthew Avenue. Am I giving you some ideas out there? Okay. But we have to bring it there because young people would then realize that people always had this indelible desire to do something and build something that would last. And people like Walter and ourselves, we represent African-American men who have pride and strength. And we want to empower our youth not to be negative, not to get caught up in street stuff, but to use their minds to wise and to build.
Donald Hyman and Walter Simpkins, thank you very much for sharing your time with me.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Once again, the Albany Institute of History and Art will host Teaching Black History Through Theater on Saturday, February 1st at 2 p.m. The event will feature reenactors Donald Hyman, Penny Meacham, Walter Simpkins, and Clifford Oliver, who are scheduled to be honored for their important work in the community. The event also includes a performance by the Gospel Choir from Israel AME Church in Albany and a dance performance by Estrella Turner. AlbanyInstitute.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.